Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, this is Mickey Desai, your host for this episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. Very happy today to be speaking with Jeff Jowdy, who's the president of Lighthouse Council in Nashville. Jeff, are you with me?
Good morning, Mickey. It's great to be with you. And I'm in Nashville, but as you know, I spend a good bit of time in Georgia, based in Athens, and I wish I was able to be there with you face to face.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to put that on the bucket list for what to do after pandemic for sure.
Absolutely.
Lighthouse Council, can you tell us a little bit about the organization?
Sure. Well, we are 21 years old. It was founded in Athens, based in Georgia originally. And we serve nonprofits, we say respected nonprofits. We partner with them in the areas of fundraising, strategic planning, and board development. We have, as you mentioned, offices in Athens and in Franklin, Tennessee, outside of Nashville. We serve clients all over the country, but our home is in the Southeast. Mm-hmm. We've got an incredible team of 19 professionals with wonderful backgrounds and different niches to take a team approach to our clients. And we're also very proud to be a member of the Giving Institute, which is a parent organization for Giving USA.
Oh, very cool. So today we're going to talk about nonprofit boards, or at least nonprofit chairs. Isn't that right?
It is. It's a topic, and as I mentioned before we started the program, that I was in Savannah last week, and it brought back great memories. When I was a very young, late 20s CEO, and had six offices reporting to me, and had the opportunity to merge five chapters into one, and when the staff and volunteers, including myself, were all told nothing was changed, and then I was hired as the CEO to lead this organization. And I was told I was going to be a change agent. And it was interesting times and great times, actually. I worked with wonderful staff and volunteers. But I was really fortunate to have an incredible board chair there in Savannah. So in his honor, Bob Porter, who is unfortunately deceased, I went to Harry Hilliard's and just had a meal with some friends and a meal actually by myself, just to reminisce and think and to celebrate Bob's life and what he did. He was an incredible board chair. And so then, you know, fast forward three plus decades, and having worked with, hundreds of nonprofits in a consulting role and a handful inside, and just being a student of leadership, nonprofit leadership, I've seen good and bad. And when I taught with friends and colleagues who were nonprofit CEOs, whether it be, across the spectrum in higher education, independent school, social services, whatever the sector, if you really get to know a CEO, in short term, the conversations you have about their joys and their pains, I guarantee you, the conversation will eventually hit on their board, and in particular the board chair.
Yeah.
And you're laughing, and I'm guessing you would agree.
Absolutely, I would agree. I want to ask you, though, what is it that makes for a really good board chair? You said you were remembering this individual. Bob was his name?
Yeah, Bob Porter.
Bob. What made Bob a superlative?
Well, and we'll talk in a minute, I think, about some of the research we're doing. But he was who he was and how he was echoes the research and what's important. Number one, he was a great coach and mentor, and so he was committed to the cause. It was the March of Dimes. He was committed to the organization. He traveled extensively as chair. We had to meet with boards. We had boards that weren't happy because we were office in Augusta that was in a affluent white neighborhood. We were paying the lady rent for an office in her home. And if you think about March of Dimes and healthy babies then you think about this, we want to serve a minority population, right? Mm-hmm. This is decades ago. And I was like, I'm not going to expect or ask, you know, young African-American women to come knock on your door in a really white neighborhood and ask for help and then ask for information. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So, you know, so we had the audacity to ask her to move out of her house, and the board was in an uproar, and Bob was there with me. So he was committed. He was committed. And constant communication. He was passionate about the cause. He supported me in public. But I can guarantee you that, and we talked before and after every board meeting, and I guarantee you that more than once after a board meeting, while he supported me in public, he let me know in a kind but very firm way how I could have handled something differently. Mm-hmm. And he knew that there was a fiduciary role there as well, that he, you know, he was there to make sure as the chair that things ran well. So a total commitment in terms of passion, in terms of the time. He knew his role, that it was a higher level, that it was a fiduciary role, and it was strategic and not operational. But he wasn't afraid to coach me in any areas that he felt was needed. And he supported me in public and helped me grow immensely as a person, as a professional.
I think that there must be a lot of board chairs, myself included, from time to time, that forget that coaching is definitely a part of what we're supposed to be doing under the umbrella of leadership, right? I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to be committed and passionate about a cause, but not showing up for the public side of things, or, you know, not being an active coach is definitely part of a successful recipe. I mean, or let me rephrase that, making sure you show up for the public, you know, events, making sure you're a public supporter and doing the coaching is part of a successful recipe.
Amen. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we're doing interviews and part of this research that we'll share about in a minute, but It was interesting. I interviewed yesterday someone who and you get different perspectives, but this individual, a great, very successful businessman, multi-million-dollar donor to nonprofits, said that he couldn't remember a board chair that had made a big impact. And then our conversation, and I'd like to have more conversation with him over a beverage or two, but then he said, but is that, you know, the CEO may be stronger in a nonprofit. Is that necessary? And that was he went on to mention how he gravitated and the great advice that he gave for board chairs, just a piece. His focus was on knowing the financials and knowing the nonprofit financials are different than for-profit, which is a wonderful point. And his whole rationale was because he had been involved with nonprofits who had large and small, who had encountered financial difficulty, and that the board didn't know the right questions to ask and they weren't on top of things. So, you know, so he didn't think of a single board chair that had made a huge impact in a positive way. But I think I would reverse that and say that if there was a board chair for those organizations that he was mentioning who had been on top of the financials, he probably would have said there was one.
Mm-hmm. So, let's talk about the research you're doing. What prompts the research? What kinds of things are you looking at?
Yeah, well, it's that seed of a wonderful board chair, and then over the years, having seen, I don't think many people choose to be a poor board chair. I would say that in our conversations with leaders and interviews, that people acknowledge there are individuals who want to serve on a board for more. Self-interest than the good and the mission. And that is true. And you see it, and it's unfortunate, but it's not a big number. But well-intentioned board members, you know, you got a spectrum. We've seen board chairs of major nonprofits. And frankly, right now in higher ed, if you look at Liberty University, right?
Right, right.
I mean, what better unfortunate poster child of the board not fulfilling its fiduciary responsibility until now.
Exactly.
And the president was most likely overcompensated. They're going to do an investigation. But they even, you know, the sad thing is that he even was playing hardball and negotiating a, you know, multi-million dollar settlement to get rid of him. That, you know, I would hope that with the due diligence of the investigation, some of that can be gotten back. But it's just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and then the other side, I've seen board chairs that you would think are well-meaning overstep. We were doing a campaign planning study for a social service organization, finding huge gifts and support from the board as a whole at high levels of the CEO and the chair, the incoming chair, just did not like the CEO and had an agenda to merge the organization with another, which never would have worked. And in the middle of our study, where we're finding great support, millions of dollars in gifts, they fired without the CEO without telling us.
Whoa.
And without the board being aware until after the fact. Yeah. Yeah. So you got, if you look at that spectrum, and then you got everything in between.
Yeah.
So,
oh my goodness.
You know, and truly, you know, one of my great mentors, Clark Baker, said, you know, you get the board you deserve. And he would echo that as if you get the board you deserve. And it takes a lot of work to develop a board, a lot of time invested and to develop officers and have systems in place where the chair, you know, they know their role.
Right.
And so that's why we began the study. And when part of the research, we saw that about 5 years ago, the Alliance for Nonprofit Management out of California surveyed a little over 600 board chairs, and their research was just on board chairs, and half, 51%, you know, said they did nothing to prepare to become a board chair. You know, and these are all organizations of varying sizes, but there's a net fiduciary responsibility. And then we've now surveyed over 1,600 leaders by survey and about 40-something individual interviews with chairs and leaders for more in-depth conversation. About 850 of our survey respondents had served as board chairs, the question was, how well prepared did you feel? 53% said somewhat prepared. I mean, how many of us would want to go into a job and say we were somewhat prepared?
Right, exactly.
Very well prepared, 35%, so about a third are very well prepared. I mean, it's to me, that's alarming when you look at what the nonprofit sector should be doing and can be doing. That's a red flag.
Mm-hmm. So are you still conducting the research?
We are. We're in the final stages, of interviewing and research, and maybe when you put this live, we could share the link, and we'd love to hear from folks. And it's research interviews from across the world, not just across the country. Mm-hmm. Another question we asked: what extent did you receive coaching to be prepared? Again, about half said they received none or very little coaching from our study.
Right. Yeah. No, I can't say that I'm surprised.
Yeah.
So who gets to participate, and is it open to anybody?
It is. Cause I mentioned the previous study out of California was just of board chairs, but we want to hear from anybody who has served on a board, been a board chair, been a CEO of a nonprofit, again, higher education president or whatever, you know, whatever the flavor might be. And then, anybody who's worked with the board chair.
Right.
So our respondents are a lot of volunteers that have been chair on a board. Some people say, well, I didn't serve a chair. You say, well, what, but you experienced, you know, you served on four boards, you experienced board chairs. Tell us the good and the bad. And people are receptive. You know,
right.
I haven't served as a board chair, but I'm a CEO of a nonprofit, or I'm chief development officer. Well, you work with board chairs. You should be helping to groom and staff them. What have you seen? What do you think? Yeah.
Right.
So the board chairs themselves. So
how do we point people towards the study to participate?
I'm going to send you a link if you don't mind. Can we
sure.
put that on the, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, definitely. We'll put that in the show notes and make sure people find it. Is it something that they could search for on your website?
It is not. It'll
okay.
be separate, but we'll get that to you. And then
okay.
It's anonymous, but if people, we're going to share a summary of the results with anybody who would like it.
And
we also are asking for nominations as we close out this research for if they know of a great board chair that we should interview. We love those nominations. So we
very cool.
And we've interviewed many of them, and then so we'll send a summary to anybody. But the end product is actually going to be a manual for board chairs.
Ah, very nice. Excellent.
Yeah, we see it as a great need because we're interviewing a community foundation head down in Florida, and she goes, "Oh, this is really interesting. We send all of our We began to send some of our board chairs to this program at the Harvard School, at Harvard University. I looked at it online, it's $6,000, and the faculty, none of, they're all academics. Don't get me wrong, my dad was, and I love him, you know, but, and they have no experience in nonprofits.
Huh.
And people are paying $5,000. So this is going to be really relevant, with a manual, a guide, how to, we're also going to use some curriculum out of it as well.
Right. Interesting.
It's a great need.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great need. And I can't wait to share it. And I don't know if I can contribute anything to your data set, but.
I'd love to. We should interview you. So we'll do that. Yeah.
Okay. This is great, Jeff.
We would love to, any of the listeners that could over the next, and Mickey, this will go live in a couple of weeks, or what would your timing be?
Yeah, I think, in fact, because you're doing research that has a finite end on it, I may push this episode to next Wednesday. If I can get the editing done over this weekend, then I'll publish it next Wednesday.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I'd just say, to any of your listeners, whether they have served as a board chair, they are a nonprofit CEO, they've served on a board, or they're a chief development officer or other senior leadership that have worked with the board, we would greatly value their insight, and we appreciate your putting the link to the survey on your website. And in addition, the survey is anonymous, but if people self-identify, we're going to be sending out this fall a set of the summary of our findings, and then this will result in a book this fall, a board chair manual, and some curriculum. But we've had incredible response, almost over 1,600 from around the world. And then part of the survey also is asking for suggestions for interviews of key leaders. And Mickey, we look forward to interviewing you as a part of our research. So if any of the participants have other suggestions on leaders that we should interview, that would be tremendous.
Absolutely. We'll make sure we ask for that. And I'll include all of this in our show notes. And yes, we will put it up on the Nonprofit Snapcast website. And Jeff, if a listener wanted to be in touch with Lighthouse Council for any reason, how would you suggest they do that?
Yeah. Well, we'd encourage listeners to check out our website at Lighthouse Council and the council.com. And we're really pleased that we have a podcast of our own, the Beacon Podcast. And again, we need to have you as our guest on that.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah.
We have thought leaders from around the world, and then our blog, the Lighthouse Council blog. So we encourage them to check out that content. And also, while you're there, we'd love for you to learn more about our services. And we have some testimonials and videos online. And feel free, please, to email me, Jeff, at lighthousecouncil.com. And I'm active on LinkedIn and Twitter. And we have a page on Facebook. So find us on the socials. We look forward to interacting with your listeners.
Jeff, thank you, and thanks for making the time to do this episode with me today.
Mickey, thank you so much. I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate all that you mean and do for the nonprofit sector.
Yes, sir. It's my pleasure.
To our listeners, thank you as always for joining us. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the show and leave us a rating via whatever mechanism you use to listen to the Snapcast. Your 5-star ratings make us more findable by search engines, and we are grateful to you for helping us grow our audience. In the meantime, we'll see you with another episode in a few days.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.